Last couple of weeks, we talked about Abraham, the father of the faithful. God called Abraham out of a land of idolatry to go with him into a land of promise. Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. We need our eyes anointed today with the eye salve of the Spirit, that we also may be enabled to catch a renewed vision of what God's plan is for our life. Even though we are not perfect, we must face our imperfections. We must be willing to confess our weaknesses, and we must steadfastly keep our eyes on Jesus, the one who saved us, the one who keeps us, the one who satisfies our ever longing. He is our salvation, and all that we need is possible through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He is the foundation for every spiritual blessing. Paul said it like this: "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." And in Hebrews again, Paul penned these words: "Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever." And today, God is still calling His children to follow Him into the promised land. Believers have been called from the darkness of sin and spiritual ignorance into the marvelous light of God's love. Believers have been called from the bondage of law and legalism into the liberty of the truth of the gospel in Christ Jesus. Believers have been called from turmoil, strife, unrest, and fear into a peace that passeth all understanding, and to an assurance, a quietness, a knowing, and a reconciliation to God. We've been called from a depth of spiritual separation caused by sin. Believers have been called into eternal life. Believers have been called from unholiness of self to a holiness that's in Christ Jesus and fellowship with our Lord and Savior. We have been called from the selfishness of self-interest into a partnership with Christ and His sufferings. Believers have been called from worry, uncertainty, and fear of the future to an eternal glory in Christ Jesus. The God of Abraham calls believers sons. He calls us saints. He calls us brethren. He calls us friends. He calls us His sheep. And the Bible refers to us as kings and priests. We are saved from all condemnation through our Lord Jesus Christ. And we are now accepted in the beloved. Believers are made worthy to partake of the inheritance of our eternal God. Believers are now sanctified in Christ, and all true believers are sealed with the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. And for this very reason, I pray that God may give us who name the name of Jesus the ability to walk worthy of our calling and to be obedient to God in all things. As Paul the Apostle wrote, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." And then listen to what he says: "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Looking unto Jesus, that's what we need to do when things do not go right, when the enemy would try to hinder us, when he would try to discourage us. Look unto Jesus. When things are confusing, when we feel that we are losing our way, when we feel that we're about to be overwhelmed, even overcome, let us look to Jesus. He is the author of our faith. He is also the finisher of our faith. Now, I know what the word author of our faith means. It means that he is the originator of our faith, but he's also the finisher of our faith. I've worked on construction jobs, and I know what the job of a finisher is. A finisher is one who completes the job. He is the one who brings out the beauty in the work that has been done, such as a concrete finisher. When we take the forms off of a concrete pour, it looks pretty shabby. Oh, it's strong. It will hold up everything we put on it. It is strong because of what it is, but it doesn't look too good. And then we call in the finishers, the concrete finishers. And when they get through with that concrete, oh, it's beautiful. It looks good. It looks like what we intended for it to look like. Jesus is the finisher of our faith. He completes our faith. He also beautifies our faith. Sometimes our faith is a little ragged looking. We don't always know how to express what we believe. We're not always able to articulate our feelings. We're not always able to find the phrases in order that we may explain what we feel. But I want to tell you, Jesus, he can put the beauty touches on our faith. A faith that others can see and admire. A faith that others will say, I would like to have that kind of a faith. A faith that takes God at his words. Just trust him to do what he said he would do. This is the kind of faith that Jesus can produce in you today. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.